7:34. So, as we briefly mentioned before, tens of thousands of taxi drivers in Seoul and surrounding Gyeonggi province walked off the job yesterday to hold a massive rally. They're protesting against a new carpool service. They want things their own way. Or we've got to protect drivers who, for a relatively small fee, make themselves available in abundance around the clock. Where do you stand on the issue? #1013 for 51 per message. Grace Park is here with a bit of background before we get to the local papers. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex. So a walkout by 70,000 taxi drivers in protest of a commercial carpool service created inconvenience for citizens heading to and from workplaces during the rush hours yesterday. The stoppage began at 4 a.m. to protest against the recent launch of Kakao T Carpool, a ride-sharing service designed to connect ordinary drivers to passengers during the morning and evening rush hours. They claim to they claim that the top mobile messaging company's service would kill the industry. Commuters were spotted forming long lines at a bus stand or hurriedly walking down the subway gate to use other means of transportation yesterday. Taxi drivers also held a massive rally at 2 p.m. at Gwanghwamun Square in Seoul.
Thanks, Grace. I mean, I sympathize with them.
Mm-hmm.
But competition is something we all deal with in our industries around the world. Like, I mean, if someone loses their job because a company decides someone else is maybe better at it, you can't just then protest outside as long as all the laws have been followed. And, you know, this is a global trend towards these sharing services. We're going to fall behind. And I know loads of tourists who come here to Korea and they think, oh, I'll just use Airbnb. Oh, I'll just use Uber. And they encounter problems.
Right.
Let's look at the financial news, first of all.
Yes. The financial news started off by saying that Kakao and taxi drivers are now in a heated rivalry over the company's new carpool service during rush hours. Kakao Mobility, a subsidiary of Kakao, launched its mobile application Kakao T Carpool Crew and issued an announcement regarding the hiring of drivers for its new service. Privately owned as well as corporation-owned taxis have responded aggressively by taking part in the one-day strike and the rally at Gwanghwamun Square. The paper said the taxis may succeed in winning this battle in the short term with the help of the government and lawmakers, according to the current industry regulations, as it did with the Uber situation. However, the paper said that they would not be able to maintain their position for long because at the end of the day, what the consumers want is a carpool service. The paper highlighted that those with vested rights always become defensive whenever a new technology is introduced in fear that it will threaten their livelihoods. But as long as this type of attitude continues, innovative growth is impossible to achieve. The financial news stood on the side of the consumers, saying that such protests are not wise in the long run, since ultimately the consumers will decide which service will come out as the winner.
Yeah, the Hangare also took the side of the consumers, but I think tried to bridge the gap. It's difficult for a paper that is more left-leaning because, you know, a lot of these taxi drivers are very up against it in life.
Right, right.
They're struggling. They've got a tough background. That's why they're working around the clock, trying to make every bit of money they can.
The Hangare did have a slightly different view, saying that with consideration to the convenience for consumers, the global trends, as well as national law even, it's going to be difficult to fully prevent Kakao's carpool service from operating. It mentioned that according to Article 81 of the country's Passenger Transport Service Act, any car can provide a driving service for a fee during the morning and evening rush hour commutes. The paper argued, however, that this part of the legislation is causing confusion since it does not offer a specific time frame to identify these rush hour periods. It stressed the need for those who have decision-making power, such as the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport, and local governments, including Seoul City, to actively get involved in the matter to alleviate the tension between taxi drivers and Kakao. And the Hangare said that the first thing the government needs to do is to clarify the stipulations in the currently ambiguous Passenger Transport Service Act.
Let's finish with the Hangukilbo. Mm-hmm. Where does it weigh in?
The Hangukilbo highlighted the tensions between the old industry and the new industry following rapid technological advancement. Taxi unions across the country are arguing that companies like Kakao are trying to monopolize the taxi market by coming up with business ideas such as the new carpool service.
And we already have Kakao Taxi, right?
Right.
The service which lets you just get one nearby you using Kakao. And that seemed like a bit of a compromise when Uber failed to make it here.
Yeah. And they're also voicing their concerns that this is going to lead to the death of the taxi industry. And they compared it with large conglomerates taking over small mom and pop stores. They added that if the service is extended to be provided from just the rush hour times to all day, it will result in massive deficits in the industry and the loss of jobs. Now, on the other hand, companies in the carpool sector, including Kakao Mobility, are arguing that if they operate the carpool service only during the rush hour times, when there's a high demand for rides, the impact on the taxi industry will be minimal. They added that consumers currently experience inconveniences in trying to hail cabs during these busy hours, and that actually being able to find one is incredibly difficult.
Well, actually, when would be most useful? 11 p.m. on a Friday night in Gangnam. Mm-hmm. Or anywhere.
It's impossible. Yeah.
I hope that's what they mean by rush hours, because that's when it's tough to get a taxi. Grace Park, thank you very much for our different view today.
Thank you, Alex.